here's a story from The World.
Americans, please do not travel for Thanksgiving. That is a repeated plea from public health officials, a plea that is largely being ignored. Air travel in the U.S. is now at its highest level since March. In other parts of the world, staying put isn't simply a request. Strict lockdowns are preventing movement. The World's Lydia Manolidou joins me now from Greece, where movement is severely restricted. What are the rules in Greece right now, Lydia?
Yeah, so Marco, we went into a second lockdown earlier this month, and at the time, cases here in Greece were at an all-time high. Our ICUs were nearly at capacity. And right now, everything except the essential places are closed. So schools are closed, stores are closed, gyms, bars, it's all closed. No movement is allowed between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. unless it's for work reasons and you have a special paper. And then if you want to leave your house at any moment, you have to text the government and get permission.
How does that work? Like just on your cell phone, I guess.
Yeah, so there are six reasons you're allowed to go out for, and they each have a number. So, for example, number one is going to the pharmacy or doctor. Number two is going to the grocery store. Number three is going to the bank. Say I want to go exercise. That's number six. So what I'll do is I'll take out my phone and I'll start a text to this government number. I put the number six, first, last name, and my address. And then right away, I get a response that I can go out. So this process is automated. It's not like there's somebody at the other end reading through these and giving approval. But the idea is that if there are too many people from the same zip code requesting to go out at the same time, that you won't get a text back and therefore you won't be allowed to go out. Now, when you do go out, you have to bring your phone with you and your ID in case you get stopped by police. You have to show that you did indeed get approval to move. And if you don't, you get fined 300 euros. And there are police right now basically everywhere, stationed all over the country to do this. And even if you do have permission to go out, there are still a lot of restrictions. Like, say you want to go out to exercise, you're only allowed to be with one other person. And you can only move within your neighborhood. So I'm not allowed to leave the vicinity of my house, and certainly I'm not allowed to leave my municipality. And if I do, I'll be fined.
What are officials saying about the system of lockdowns and letting the government know where they are? Is it working to help the country get a grip on tracking people and maybe stemming the virus?
This same scheme was in place in the spring when we went into our first lockdown. We were actually one of the very first countries to go into lockdown and to have such a strict lockdown. And it really worked the first time. And so I think people are hoping that it works this time around, too, and that the number of new cases and the number of deaths can drop and things can go back to being a little more normal.
You know, I think of Americans who have been weighing the risks of gathering in groups for Thanksgiving. Obviously in Greece, no parallel holiday like Thanksgiving at the same time. But have there been holidays that meant Greeks could not travel? And how did they react to that?
Yeah, so Greeks had to miss out on Greek Easter in the spring, which arguably is the biggest holiday, bigger than Christmas. People will travel back to their villages or the country where their family home is, and they'll have huge family gatherings. They'll roast lamb on a spit. They flock to the Orthodox churches, and there are processions and all sorts of services. And that didn't happen this year. The same travel restrictions that I mentioned, people not being allowed to leave their municipalities, those were in place. And so police had set up stations all over the country, on highways, at toll booths, and they were checking to make sure that the people who were traveling had proof that they were traveling to their place of residence. So people weren't allowed to have these big gatherings that they tend to have. And I think the sense here is that if people could get through that, if people could get through the COVID-19 version of Greek Easter, that they can get through whatever version of Christmas we get this year, too.
The World's Lydia Manolidou in Athens. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.